This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities in Georgia are looking into how a teenager got the gun used in the shooting that killed four people at a Georgia high school yesterday. The AP's Jennifer King.
Authorities say the 14-year-old who opened fire at a high school in Georgia Wednesday had been interviewed along with his father by the Jackson County Sheriff's Department over a year ago after the FBI received tips about threats posted to an online gaming site threatening a school shooting. They say at the time, investigators didn't have enough evidence for an arrest.
This hits home for me.
Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith.
My heart hurts for these kids. My heart hurts for our community.
A classmate says the teen left his second period algebra class and came back armed with an assault-style rifle. When classmates refused to open the door, he turned the gun on people in the hallway.
I was walking out to get water, and I heard gunshots, and I heard bullets going, like, by my head.
Landon Culver is a junior at Appalachie High School.
So I ran back in class, and I yelled, like, hey, there's a shooter.
The teen has been charged as an adult in the deaths of two 14-year-old students and two instructors. At least nine other people were hospitalized with gunshot injuries. State law enforcement says there's no evidence of additional suspects. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. is seizing Kremlin-run websites and charging two Russian state media employees after what it says are Russian attempts to spread disinformation ahead of the November presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
These websites were designed to appear to American readers as if they were major U.S. news sites like the Washington Post or Fox News. But in fact, they were fake sites.
Attorney General Garland. Top U.S. military leaders will be in Germany today to talk about Ukraine's wartime needs, with military leaders from more than 50 nations. Just into us, fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week in a healthy but cooling labor market. That word just in, this is AP News. Pope Francis is continuing his trip to Indonesia. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Pope Francis has joined the Grand Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque in pledging to work together to promote peace and protect the environment. At Jakarta's iconic Istiqlal Mosque, Francis' visit was opened with a performance by a visually impaired Indonesian teenage girl. She chanted verses from the Quran about tolerance amongst believers of different faiths. At the event were representatives of the six religions that are officially recognized in Indonesia: Islam, Buddhism, Confucianism, Hinduism, Catholicism, and Protestantism. In an initial greeting, Francis said, "In the face of today's many challenges, we respond with a sign of fraternity." The pontiff went on to address what he called threats to humanity, such as wars and conflicts and the environmental crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.